Let's learn. Let's learn. We began to learn this Torah from Bichamai Morgenstern as a hamshacha, as a continuation of what we were learning from Lekutei Halachos, the avoda that we could work on during Shavuot. In particular, we have the schus to have in an ibur year and a leap year to have Truma Tetzava. We have seen in this forum one of the biggest tikkunim in general in our lives is saying Tehillim. We learned last week, Rabbi Nachman reveals the side of Tehillim and Tshuva in the first pasuk of Eilish Mois B'nei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayim Es Yaakov Yishu Beis Habo, Sofei Tevis, Tehillim and Tshuva. And that when a Jew is in Golus, the opening to that world of Tshuva is through Tehillim. Remember that we learned a piece from Lekutei Halachos, an overcoming kilayim in our lives, being able to focus on the Tov and to be Jews who are filled with Tov and with Haidah and thankfulness. Right? That to be like Yaakov Avinu, to make a revach ben edu ben edu, not to allow negativity from different sides, from Esav and Yishmael, to join together Chalila, to give us the impression that our lives are not good, when our lives, Baruch Hashem, are very, very good, and we have so much to be grateful for. In effect, that's the avoid of Tehillim, that David HaMelech did something that had never been done before and had never been done since. That he was able to create a sefer of tefillah. The entire sefer was one of crying and begging and primarily thanking Hashem as Baruch. And as you recall, we learned last week that he was negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to allow that Sefer Tehillim should have a din of Tehillim and Torah. Ad kedei kach that we learned that there's an opinion that's brought down from one of the Rishonim, from Rabbeinu Ephraim, that a person who says a kapitel of Tehillim or two is considered like he's learning the whole day. David HaMelech asked that it should be that when somebody says Tehillim, ki'ilu he's learning. Remember we learned the Gaim and Orlos, Mesechtes that deal with very, very terrible problems and diseases and sicknesses that come from our not being the Jews that we should be. And that somehow David HaMelech was able to be piled with Tehillim, an unbelievable, unbelievable koch of tshuva, of returning to Hashem Yisbarach. We learned that this chibur, this connection of Torah and Tefillah, this connection of Torah and Tefillah is a way in serving Hashem. You remember at the end we spoke about the Gra and the Baal Shem Tov and their yard sites, the Ha'ara that Rafutna made. It's very, very clear that it's the Ratzon Hashem that we bind together those two worlds of Torah and Tefillah. And as we learned last week, before I went off into storytelling, I have more stories, but I'm going to hold it back today. That I said maybe, I don't know. Okay, it's an interesting thing. Jews always like to hear stories. It's okay. So we learned that B'derech Klal, it's very, very hard to find tzaddikim. Only the greatest, biggest tzaddikim, but they were able to reach extraordinary, exalted levels in both of those two worlds. Generally, the way that a person is where there's greatness in Torah, it's not the same personality as greatness in tefillah. Greatness, yes, but not the highest level. And when you have a person who's a big, 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 big davener, like the Rebbe of Zusha, we spoke about last week, or Meir Leib Primishlana, those big, big daveners, so they're not known for their greatness in Torah. I mean, compared to us, of course, they're very, very great. But compared to other people who are greater in learning, they're not known for their greatness in learning. And we spoke a little bit about last week about the Gemara, machloikis about for whose sake the world was created. And in the end, the tachlis is Mashiach Tzekeinu. The Mashiach is understood by the tzaddikim to be a fusion of those two worlds, an integration of the world of Torah and Tefillah. Now, what's remarkable about Tehillim is that Tehillim itself is a book of Tanakh. In other words, it's a book of Torah. It's a book that we learn. It's a book of Tanakh, but it's all Tefillah. So there is this built-in thing that Hashem allowed into the 24 books of Tanakh, which Torah and Tefillah. The tachlis that we learned last week is that when a person is davening, the davening should also have in it the kavanah's thoughts, the deepest thoughts of understanding, which is Torah. And then when a person is learning Torah, he should also daven that this Torah should be an experience that brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I should be davek b'Hashem. We shouldn't just learn Torah, God forbid, it's something to be smarter, to know more. But the learning Torah is the greatest means of Dveikus b'Hashem. Now, how this all comes together, this yichud of Tehillim, which is remarkable, that's what we need to continue with. So we're on page Kuf Tzadik Beis. I don't know if I numbered them. I don't. In English, what does it say? Two. Okay, so where it says Dalet. Ois Dalet. Page two. Ois Dalet. B'kol zehu b'chinas ha'avayda damiris Tehillim. Somehow Tehillim has this koach of two for one. There's a special deal that David HaMelech made with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tehillim should be Torah and Tefillah. V'kolzeh b'chinas ha'avayda d'amiris Tehillim, di b'chinas ha'avayda sh'oisem ha'atorah Tefillah. V'chumuvu b'seif ha'kodesh l'kutu ma'aran, Rabbi Nachman explains in the second chelik in Tinyan HaChafei. He speaks about this many, many times, but that's the main place in the Likutei Moran where he talks about the importance is a very cold word, the urgency of taking all the Torah that we learn and not allowing it to remain something which is only a thought, a concept, something which is abstract in the mind, but to take all the Torah that we learn, even if the subject that we're learning that day in Torah is a very, very esoteric or abstract subject. Okay, we're learning something in halacha. Or for instance, we actually did that today by Shalosh Udos. Today's parasha is the parasha of Kisik Ne'eved Ivri, right? Is the parasha of acquiring a slave and how to treat a slave and so on. How is he freed? How is he acquired? There's not one of us nowadays in modern times who can relate to any of that. To us, slavery is a completely foreign concept. It's an abhorrence. We don't understand b'chlal, the whole inyan of slavery. But we see, as we learned, we were learning a Torah from the Karen L'David by Shalosh Udos, that all of the tzaddikim take that, the tzaddik, the Karen L'David, he took that inyan of avdus, of an eved, And he went straight to Tehillim with that. He went straight to Tehillim. Because David HaMelech said that Shivcha B'yad Gevirta has the pasuk begin. Kene has the pasuk go. Avod el right. So every one of us is an Eved Hashem. So when we learn the parasha of Avadim, of slaves in the Torah, this is what all the tzaddikim do. And that's what we learned by Shalosh Udos. He took that parasha of Eved, and he turned it into a tefillah, a tremendous tefillah, that we should have already a geula. That's what we were learning by Shalosh Udos, that we should already have a geula. An eved goes free if his master hurts him, if his master is poigim, if he's injured by his master, then he's able to go free. The Jewish people have been terribly injured over the years of Golus. Hashem's servants are suffering terribly. We've been very badly beaten. We should be free. We should already have redemption. And we see that when it comes to a maidservant, that the master helps her, that she should be able to get married, to take care of her, to be able to redeem her that the second way that we should be, that we could be redeemed, is through finding ourselves to doing tshuva and redemption and so on. I'm just using this as an example. That we have to change. Rabbi Nachman says everything that we learn in Torah, we have to make it into a tefillah. You see this all the time by the tzaddik. Even though it doesn't say specifically, he rotzim l'fanach Hashem l'kenem v'gev v'zeinu. But it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Hashem Zbach, where you're avadim. Where you're avadim. And we're in galus, and we're suffering in galus. And there's such a thing as Shemitah, there's such a thing as Yovel, there's such a thing as an Eved, being able to be his own person, and so on. And La'amnoch, La'asimkren, La'amnoch, you're not allowed to sell an Eved to another nation, and so on. All of these Torahs that we have from the Tzaddikim are tefillahs. Rabbi Nachman says that anything that you learn, whenever you learn something, you should translate it on your own into a tefillah. You should make it into a tefillah. The Nasa Mizeh, Rabbi Nachman says, in Lekut Amaran, the Nasa Mizeh, Shashuim Gedoilim Ha'oid L'malam. Rabbi Nachman says that when a Jew does this, when you learn something and you don't allow this lesson to remain, just some esoteric or ethereal or intellectual concept, but you bring it mamish into tefillah, and you daven for this, and you work on bringing this into your life through the koach of tefillah, it creates above shashuim gedolim, tremendous, tremendous delight for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is a very big inyan by Hashem Baruch Hu, and a Jew does this. Da'ainu k'sheloimed o shemeya eza mayim etorim mitzadik. You go to a shir, and you hear the Torah from a tzadik, or you learn it, and you open up a sefer, and you learn something from a tzadik. It could be in halacha too, halacha, gemara, whatever it is. Azayasim is a tefillah. Make it into a tefillah. Say, when you close the sefer, or you look afterwards, you could write it down, or you think about it, and you make it into a tefillah. You daven for that which you're learning. This sometimes requires imagination, a certain way to think. But the point is to take us beyond the Torah, and to connect, to make a yichud between Torah and tefillah. A yichud between Torah and tefillah. It means that you ask and you beg Hashem, I'll call ma shenema shamba isa maima. For whatever you learned in that maima, you beg Hashem to help you to achieve what the tzaddik is talking about in that maima, what you're learning about in that maima. Mosa yiska gam hu lovelo kolze. You ask Hashem, when will I ever be zoicha to come to this? Not that it should be just I learned something. When will I be able to come to this? You know how many, all of us over the years, how much Torah we've heard, Baruch Hashem, how many shiurim we've heard, and how many svarim we've seen. Each person is different, but so much Torah. What's missing is this yichud of Torah and Tefillah. The yichud of Torah and Tefillah. The kamu rochik miza, to cry out to Hashem and say, I learned something in this sefer. It's such a beautiful idea, but I'm so far from this. I'm so far from this. V'yivakish meni yizbarach. And you ask Hashem, shizakeu lovel kol anema sham v'oisei maimer. Like we learned this morning, by the drasha this morning, we're talking about the chain that comes with a person being sensitive to others, being attentive to somebody else, not to be a mazik. Hashem Yisbarach, help me that I should never, ever hurt another person intentionally, God forbid, or unintentionally. I should only give hanah to other people. I should help other people feel good. I should never, ever do anything or say anything that will cause a person to feel bad. I mean, a person makes every Torah that we learn to make into tefillah. By the zenase shashum el yoinim. Rabbi Nachman said, the highest shashum, the greatest pleasure that kivyachol that Hashem Yisbarach gets is from when we do this. Shlo olam me'olam l'fnei Hashem Yisbarach ke'elu ha-shashum. You hear the words, shlo olam, Rabbi Nachman says, me'olam, there's never ever been such shashum, such pleasure and delight for Hashem Yisbarach, like when a Jew does this. And one of the chevah gave me tremendous nachas, because he told me right before Kabbalah Shabbos that he when he saw this, he started to work on this during the week to try to take some of the things that he was learning and to make it into tefillahs. Shashum al yainim, v'kadosh baruch hu. V'kavona b'zehi al pima, the use of the Sifrei HaKabbalah, Sha'ilma Shashu'im b'chines Olam HaKeser. What does it mean, Shashu'im? Shashu'im means pleasure, delight. Those who learn the Svarim know that that's talking about the highest level of Elokus, of Keser, of the crown. Olam HaGavor v'hanala b'yoser. That when we do that, that combination of Torah and Tefillah ascends to the highest place of Elokus. Tremendous yichud. Va'yichud shenase lamata yidei shemechabim ha'toyer v'atfila. When we do that here in this world, Rabbi Nachman teaches, when we join together Torah and Tefila, that's ma'oyer ha'yichud ha'alyan. When we make that, when we unify Torah and Tefila in our lives, that brings to the a yichud ha'alyan v'yoyser. That brings to the highest yichud above. Shu yichud hakeser, shu olam hashashum. We're not going to go into Kabbalah things. It's the highest yichud that one can make, even though we don't know what we're doing. We don't understand how this works. When you read a chasna, you don't know exactly how does that happen. That these two people, that the rabbi says a couple of words and they have a sip of wine, and now it's this unbelievable thing of chasna and kala. We don't know how that works. Chasna and kala. It's only a nimshel. It's only rather a marshal of the Yichud Ha'elyon of L'chad Doid L'kos Kala. But the Tzaddikim teach us that this causes the highest Yichud, this brings about the highest Yichud above, of Kutshabichu Knesset Yisrael, in the spheres, in the highest place of Kesef, of crown, when we do this work of Torah and Tefillah. Sha'idei Shemachabrim HaTorah VaHatfilah, which is an Indian of Zacha and the Keva also. You understand Torah, this is just for the more advanced Chevra, the Torah is Teferis, Tefillah is Malchus. And the whole Indian of that combination of Teferis and Malchus is a Zivig of Chasna and Kala. And Torah and Tefillah, we spoke a little bit last week about Moshe ben David HaMelech, Torah and Tefillah is such a Zivig of Teferis and Malchus, of Teferis. Torah is Teferis, Teferis and Malchus. So the Sfiris Ha'alyonis, the Bechina of Zachar with Malchus, was the Sfirat Achtoina, the lowest sphere. And that Zivigus Chasna Kala, it's the highest Yichud, Torah and Tefillah. And the biggest Simcha is the Simcha of Chasna, of Chasna Kala, that's the biggest Simcha. Nasim is a Shashuim Gedoin Lefnei Hashem Ezbarach. The Baruch Shalom has Mamash a Chasna and Shemaim from such an avodah that we do on earth. It brings a big, big Simcha and Shemaim. Ulamaisa hi avodah gedola ma'od v'lav kol adam zoyche lakach. Okay, this is hard. What Rabbi Nachman is telling us, not everybody is zoyche to do this. We could all try. Ach al kol panam l'kol adam nokel loymar mizmorei tehillim. For every single person, it's easy to say every day a few kapilach tehillim. That's for sure. Do shovel l'kol nefesh. To say tehillim, everybody could do that. U'lefachas sarach loymar ach ma'at tehillim l'chol yom. And a Jew should say at least a little bit of tehillim every day of his life. U'chumuvin shemisha zoich loymar kol sefer tehillim. And if a person is zoich to say straight, the whole Sefer Tehillim, Hudavin Nizga V'yayisir. It's a very, very great thing for a person to say the whole Sefer Tehillim without interruption. To say the whole Sefer Tehillim is Davin Nizga V'yayisir. It's a very, very high thing. Umamtik Me'alav Kol Hadinim. It removes all the dinim from a person to say the whole Sefer Tehillim. It removes all things that are not good. It takes away all of the dinim. Argam Amir is Tehillim Kolshu. The truth is that even a little bit of Tehillim. Remember, that's the secret that Hashem Baruch gave us. Eilish Shmeis Bnei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim Yishu Beisai Shuva Tehillim. That Hashem Baruch gave us a way to somehow get out of Golus. Surviving in Golus and being able to rise above the ugliness of Golus. Shuva Tehillim. And therefore, Argam Amiras Tehillim Kolshu, even a little bit, Afilo Kapitel Achad, even one chapter, one parak of Tehillim, Hudavar Otsum Vera, which you and I think it's a small thing to say one Kapitel. It doesn't have to be Kuf Yud Tes. So, could be any kapitel Tehillim is a big thing. Afilu kapitel echad hu davar otzom v'rav. It's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Why do we feel that it's so hard to do a Dvarim Shabakdusha? Why does it become such a burden? The reason that we find Avaida difficult is because there's this problem that we have that it's the nature of a Jew to want perfection. It's the nature of a Jew to want something really, really, really great. And the same way that a person, it's the tev of a person. Let's say you have a woman that she's a gewaldige cook. She has tremendous koiches to prepare the most beautiful dishes. So she's not gonna. She would rather not put out anything. She'd rather put out if she can't put out, you know, something good. She's not gonna put out a salami sandwich, you know. She's a gourmet cook. She's gonna put out ziyonis, and she feels that that's not doing justice for the people that are eating, and it's not who I am. It's bizyoinus. So since there's such a teva that we have, even though in many other areas of life we're not perfectionists, we could be very sloppy, but there's something deep inside of a Jew that says that if you're going to do something for Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be spitz, you know? The best. Beautiful. It's got to be terrific. If you're going to do something for Hashem's Baruch, only give me your best. And of course, there's some chazals that talk like that. You could find a pasuk here and there. Before you know it, you put together the drasha, and at the end, you're not doing anything because you don't have in you to do something perfect that moment or that day. So, I'm not going to give the Baruch Shalom something imperfect. And a lot of our problems come from that. A lot of our problems come from that. That on the outside, it looks like we're just chalil, like we're just negligent or lazy, but a lot of it has to do with the fear of imperfection. Many problems that we have in life come from that, the fear of imperfection. So we want to only to something, to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most beautiful gift. And if I can't offer him a very choshev tehillim and to say like a few kapitloch or to do one of these projects that the girls are always taking on themselves, you know, these 40 days of this and to say and get together and we're all going to finish all safe Tehillim, we're going to have a Tehillim group and everything. So because of that, there's a little bit of a feeling that just me, my little me, and I'm going to sit in some corner of my house and say Kapitel Tehillim and go to work, I'm not part of anything. I have to be part of something much bigger. But for me to give a machsa shekel is not worth anything. My half shekel is not going to accomplish anything. We know that our half shekel defeated Haman. Right? Our machsa shekel. And the Sfarim say that that's the Indian of machsa shekel. Shekel is the Rishteves shachbacha, kumecha, and lechtecha. That means the mitzvahs that we even do on the run. All these little things in life that Jews do. Shachbacha, when we go to sleep, we say kriyishma. Kumecha, when we get up, we say maidani, wash negavasi, maidani. Lechtecha, we say tefillas aderech. A little bit we try to look in a mishnah, on a bus, or on a train. We think that it's nothing. Our half shekel. Shachbucha, kumecha, lechtecha. These are very, very big avaydas. Hashem is baruch. Shashum lamal, a big shashum that it makes for Hashem is baruch. These avaydas of a Jew that we think are kleinikait. We think that it's nothing. It's small. We don't take ourselves seriously. And that's why in the end, as I explained many times over the years, we see that Haman had this inyan that he bought the Jews from Achashverus, Aseres, Alof, and Kikar Kesef. Right? He bought millions of dollars, what are we worth nowadays, millions and millions of dollars, he bought the Jews from Achashverus. And in the end, he conceded, when he saw that the Jews were learning, he asked Mordechai, what are you learning with the children? And he was learning the inyan of Kremetz HaMincha. Kremetz HaMincha means of the flower offering, the little bit that in the hand, the Kremetz HaMincha. And Haman understood that little bit of flour is going to defeat all the millions of shkolim. And the Gemara says in Megillah that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel because our half a shekel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Misha Omar V'Hayah Olam, the one who said, let there be a world, the creator of the world, knew that there was going to be a Rasha who was going to take millions of shkolim to weigh against the Jews, and he gave the Jewish people a machzor shekel to defeat Haman. How does our half shekel defeat Haman? Because the way of thinking, the Hamadic way, the Amalek way of thinking, is the only thing that God would really want for me is if I bring in millions of shekels. I have to bring in the best davening. I have to be a complete tzaddik. But if a person does something that's bad, if he looks at something he shouldn't look at, then he feels like he's a rasha, then he doesn't daven, and then already he becomes Yerida time, he puts on his cap, it says Yerida, his t-shirt, Yerida, doesn't go to Minyan anymore, doesn't go to Seder anymore, I'm in Yerida mode. What happened to you? You were in such a place. The Torah says, yesterday I was holding by 10 million shkolim. So when I have an avoid of 10 million shkolim, I feel like $1 million. And then God's happy with me. But today, what am I going to do? He says, what do you mean you're going to do? You say my dani. You can go daven, go to shul. That's a half a shekel. Haman makes fun of the master shekel. That's the whole inyan of Amalek, to make fun of. Also in our lives, we're going to talk more about the inyan of Haidah. Little things that we should appreciate, we take for granted, because the Haman inside says, a half a shekel. It wasn't a great thing that happened to you. It wasn't something fantastic that happened to you. It was a kleinigkeit. It was a little good thing that happened. There was something nice that happened to you today. So Haman says, a machzah shekel is worthless. But the Baruch Shalom says, the mitzvah machzah shekel is a matbeah shalesh, is a fiery coin, that if a Jew takes the hefer shekel, shachbucha, kumecha, lechtucha, he takes the small things of his life, and he pays attention to them, and he's grateful for the little things in his life. And the little avoiders are important, and he recognizes that Hashem Yisbarach makes big shashum. He ties all of these things, he sews all of these things together that we do. The neglevas, the maida'ani, the kriyishma, all of the little things that we do by Hashem Yisbarach is a big inyan. And in the end, the mitzvah machzah shekel defeated. As Chazal say, that the shkolim of Am Yisrael, the half a shekel of Am Yisrael, defeated the aser sal from kikar kesef of Haman, that we defeated with our half a shekel. Which is why we have the inyan of half a shekel by Purim. But the Yetzirah says that only if it's something which is big. Only something which is big. So you see, like nowadays, all of these things, the advertisements in the Jewish magazines, the Jewish papers, and all these undertakings and projects and so on. And the old tzedakah that we're doing for many, many years, that we're helping Jews with $18 and $36, you know, they don't even put it on the page anymore. You know, $18, $36, that's for lo yutzlachs. $36,000, $18,000, and you give $18,000, we're going to get 18 tzaddikim to daven for you for 18 days and tie red strings around your grandmother's grave and so on. V'chulu v'chulu. Only, but it has to be something grand, very, very big, and the winner. Used to be that there was enough that Hashem Yisbarach was happy with you that you gave tzedakah. Now you have to, all kinds of prizes and raffles and all kinds of things to get. And people have to go out every night of the week to go to the dinner for this and the dinner for that and all these different things, because there has to be something big, it has to be something grand, or else people are not going to feel that they can give. They don't want to give unless they get something, or unless it's a big thing, and people are, you know, with the honors and all different kinds of things. And so all Hamandik Shkolim, a Jew is always working with the Machzah Shekel and a half a shekel. The musag of a world of 10,000 kikar kesef shkolim like that, that's a musag of Haman. That's a musag of Haman. But it keeps us from being avdei Hashem. It holds us back from being avdei Hashem, because there's something inside that says only the best for my Rebbeinu Shlom, only the best. Only the best. So if I didn't aveira today, then already my stock is down, and I'm not good. I'm gonna go now into learn a black gemara. I'm gonna go now at the daven. But it's not even a half a shekel; it's a broken shekel. So Hashem Yisbarach said, "I want broken shekel." The Mishnah loves that a Jew comes with a half a shekel or masa shekel. It's the biggest thing, masa shekel. I've heard my whole base mikdash was standing for machzias shekel, from such a thing that Jews with their shachbacha, kumecha, and lechtecha, with the things that they do. So therefore we have to realize the Yakus, how valuable even one capital Tillim is. It doesn't have to be that I say, you know, 10 kapitlach for 40 days straight, and then I go to the Kaisel and I have a vision of something. It's just very, very, very simple, very poshut. a masa shekel, a kapital tilim, is a big thing. Rochalakoshi shanamagishim dvarm shabagdushu machim shakol yehudi mechapes tomid rak shleim shabachal avoida. Because a person wants only shleimus, he does it. Everything has to be b'shleimus, b'shleimus. Perfect and beautiful. Ube'emes cheftzoy ritzoyne shakadosh baruch hu. But that's mamish wrong. Cheftzoy ritzoyne shakadosh baruch hu. Af b'ma'at d'ma'at shi'chom lomis. Hashem Yisbach loves that if he, a little bit, a kapital tilim. It's a big thing. If a person's able to take the Torah, make this, we'll talk more about that in the tefillah. It's shashum elyon. Shashum elyon. But even a little bit of tilim. Umasupar Rabbeinu Sfasemis. Wait to see this, what happened to Sfasemis and Maisa. They say about the Sfasemis, chusi elon shepam achas, hoye es lo choyla, sheshochav al eres devai. There was one of the chassidim of the Sfasemis was deathly, deathly ill. V'arayfim kvaris yah shumil rapaisai. The doctors already gave up on this guy. Shkoich. Ubnoish to Rabbeinu Hamor of Hashemesh. You heard of the Mor of Hashemesh, right? The Mor of Hashemesh was of Kolonimus Kalman from Krakow. He wrote one of the most famous chassidus as well, the Mor of Hashemesh. He was a big Talmud by who, you know who? By the Noam Elimelech. He was the Noam Elimelech's biggest Talmud. He was by different tzaddikim, but he was the biggest Talmud from the Noam Elimelech, the Mor of Hashemesh. It was a huge, huge guy in a tzaddik. The Mor of Hashemesh was zoche to be by his scene. It was a huge guy. He's buried in Krakow. The Mor of Hashemesh had a son who was called the Gitti Yid from Neustadt. The Gitti Yid from Neustadt. He used to say Tillim all day. He sat in the back of the shul by the oven, and he would sit in the back of the shul with the Tillim all day long. The Gitti Yid from Neustadt, that's what he was called. The good Jew, the Gitti Yid. He was a big poly shul as people came to him. He used to say, like, when he would be saying Tillim, people would come crying to him. They would stand in line, and he would look at them, and he would say, like this, he would shake his hand, it'll be okay. He didn't want to interrupt. And they went home and had all kinds of yeshuas. He was an unbelievable poly yeshuas, the Gitti Yid from Neustadt. So B'noi Shal Rabbeinu, he was the son of the Mor of Hashemesh. So B'noi Shal Rabbeinu, about Mor of Hashemesh, Pona al Rabbeinu Sfasemes. So Sfasemes had this chassid that was very, very sick. So the Gitti Yid went to the Sfasemes, V'omoloi, and the Gitti Yid said to the Sfasemes, now the Sfasemes, you know, was a genius of geniuses, the biggest in the Gadol Hador in learning. So the Gitti Yid went to the Sfasemes, the Gitti Yid said to the Sfasemes that to help such a person, he's so sick, a regular person would have to mamash say the whole Sefer Tehillim, maybe to help this person, because this person is so sick. It was the Gitti Yid himself felt, maybe, I don't know, maybe on himself, that he'd have to say the whole Sefer Tehillim to help this Jew. But the Gitti Yid said to the Sfasemes, "Shekol yomim molev v'godush basmodin neflo b'torah kedoshah." The Sfasemes' whole day was filled with learning, ubetfilas aruchas moed, and long davening, and learning. Sfasemes all day long at night. So the Gitti Yid said to him, to the Sfasemes, "Im yakdish mizmano af maat." The Gitti Yid went to the Sfasemes and said to him that if you will just stop and you'll give five kipitlach tilim for this chassid. Lekachu yamshich refuah ala chayla halaz. You'll be able to bring a refuah. You don't have to say the whole sefer tilim. I would have to say the whole sefer tilim. It sounds like that's what the Gitti Yid said. I would have to say the whole sefer tilim to try to help this guy. You could say five kipitlach tilim because of who you are. The soif mai said the lahayla ace panui. The Sfasemes couldn't find the time to say the five kipitlach. Don't understand. That's because we don't take learning as seriously as the Sfasemes. We would find the time. I know you're thinking, five kibbutz tilim. The Sfasemes had, in Ger, they're very, very strict with the schedule. Such an Indian. He didn't have the time to say the V'chol zehu machmas gadlus mailas amirs ha-tilim. The Gitti Yid knew the power of tilim. Shebekoichel, especially the tilm coming from the mouth of the Sfasamas. Shebekoichel lahamti kol ha'dinim al ha'odim. The tilm have the power, the ability to be mamtik, to sweeten all of the dinim, to sweeten all of the judgment, all of the dinim. V'yesh kabbalah mitzadikim. And there's a kabbalah that we have from the tzadikim. Dim yesh la'odim ezet tzara bebeisai. That if a person has, God forbid, some tzara, some problem, some tzara in the house, and he needs whatever Yeshua. As a idei sheyema afilo arba kepitlech tehillim. That if he says four kepitlech tehillim, yiskele eitzim in Hashemayim, Hashem will open him up to find an eitz, something to do about the tzara that he's in. Buki inyan shekosav hagra. And this reminds us of a famous teaching of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, where the Gaon is talking about Limud HaTorah. Dim Yehudi loymed belayla sholosh shos b'ritzifus. That if a Jew learns at night 3 hours straight without any interruption, sholosh shos b'ritzifus, doesn't only mean 3 hours without going here and doing that and taking a call. It means even with one's mind, not stopping for 3 hours. Nowadays, you know, that's hard for 3 minutes to do. 3 hours without any interruption, at all. Any interruption. Sholosh shos b'ritzifus. The Gaon said, as I moyer cha'odim izdakech, aydekach, the person's mind becomes cleaned out, like we were learning in Erev Shabbos, the inyan of removing the filth of the snake through the eating of the fruits, the peris of Ezechiel, you remember? Through eating the man. When a person learns 3 hours, the Gaon said, b'ritzifus, at night, azay moya cha'odim izdakech, the mind of the person gets, it's like toveling it into the mikveh, gets clean, pure. U'moichel melo al kol avonoseh, and he's forgiven for all of his avos. Doesn't have to be Yom Kippur. Moichel al kol avonoseh. V'ha'eitz ha'rishayneh. And the Gaon said that when the person does that, the first thing that the person thinks of after he closes the sefer and he's done with his 3 hour stint of learning, the Vilna said it's a spark that comes straight from Hashem's Baruch, it's the spark of Ruach HaKodesh. Afkan. There's a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim. La'ach amiras arba kepitlech tehillim. That after a Jew says four kepitlech tehillim, hamachshava harishona shabo lo b'moichai, the first thought that comes into his mind, not that he tries to think of, comes into his mind, himezukeches is pure, after the four kepitlech tehillim, that correspond to the four letters of Hashem's name, v'yeshba nitzoitz diruach HaKadosh. And he has a spark of the Ruach HaKadosh of David HaMelech. He has such a thing. De'elon l'shayer l'tayer gadlus gedulas chashivas amiras tehillim. No musik. There's a lot more to say about this. The inyan of tehillim, what David HaMelech was poel, that we should be able to accomplish the saying tehillim. Four kepitlech tehillim, even one kepitl, but especially four kepitlech tehillim. Who k'mayishem et sinagor l'ha inyan b'chibra tarva tefila. And as we learned before, the greatness of binding together our learning and our davening, to change all of our, to make all of our learning into davening. Tzarech ladas, we have to know, the gambe tefila atzma, that in davening itself, yeshnam shtei bechinas, that in davening itself, there are two bechinas. Hainu, the hainu, the mitzad echad, on the one hand, HaTfila tzvicha liyois bebechines eshtabchus anefesh. A person has to daven in such a way where he pours his soul out. Boifin shahodim tzarech lahargish kolach esreine sheyeshna ba'atzmai. Tfila is a time of looking at oneself and looking at one's imperfections and faults. One of the pirushim of tfila, Rav Shams Shfal Hirsch and other tzaddikim talk about this, is to judge. And that honesty that comes through looking at oneself. Like a tzaddik says that if a person doesn't feel within himself that there's so much that's missing in his life, then he really can't daven. Because the essence of davening is begging and asking. And only somebody who is poor. That's the meaning of tefillah la'ani. Tefillah la'ani. A poor man's tefillah. So davening means that one is aware of his or her chesoinus. Chesoinus in Ruchni is spiritual chesoinus, and chesoinus in Gashmi is things that every person, things that are needed, the children, the panasa, and so on, and health. Tzarech lahargish kol ha-chesoinus she'yeshnam ba'atzmai. And not only the chesoinus in himself, because we're not just davening about ourselves. V'chol ha-chesoinus she'yesh ba'olam, how the world is so imperfect, there's so many problems in the world. And Hashem Yisrael gave us this unbelievable weapon of davening, that we daven for the chesroinus in ourselves and the people that we love, what's missing from their lives, and the whole world. That's one b'china of davening. That's one aspect of tefillah. U'mi'idach gisa, yeshna b'chinas ha'shevach v'haydah shebetefillah. The other inyan of davening, of course, is b'chlal not thinking about chesroinus, about problems and sorrows and so on. The other part of davening, and it's the meaning of the word tehillim, is to praise. Meaning shevach vahidah, praising Hashem, and thanking Hashem, and singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here too, there are certain people that their natural netiyah, their natural inclination, those who have more of an inclination towards marishchayra, towards sadness or dinim, so those people are naturally more inclined to focus or emphasize the part of davening that's what's missing, what's wrong, and to cry and to beg for hashlama and all of these chesroinus, ourselves and others. A person has a natural netiyah towards that. There are others who have a natural netiyah to the other part of davening, the shavach and the haidor, singing and the gratitude, thanking and so on, praising Hashem. Haynu lahoydus lahalul fanez baruch v'lesmach b'ez baruch, to be besimcha. To be besimcha and to be happy with who we are and what we have. V'b'chinis yismach Yisrael b'ezov, to rejoice in Hashem. Now, when you say tehillim, as you move from one pasuk to another pasuk, from one parak to another parak, but it doesn't have to be prokim. You see, from one pasuk to the other, you see David HaMelech is shifting from one bechina to the other bechina, right? You see David HaMelech doing this from one mamish one, but sometimes in the middle of a pasuk, the David HaMelech switches from one mode of tzibrochenkeit, of merius, of chesroinus, of tzaris. And then all of a sudden he's in the highest place. Ba'Hashem ha'halodav, Belukim ha'halodav, Belukim ha'halodav. Elukim itself is dinim ha'halol is ha'halodav. The Dovid HaMelech does that from one word to another word. He's moving. He's shifting through these two bechinas of tefillah. There is no other sefer that we have that has such a combination of these two. Ubamis, Shlemus Avaidus HaTfila, and in truth, the highest level of davening, the highest way of davening, is Aideh Shetia Klula Mishtei HaBechinis Yachtev, is by combining these two Bechinis, these two ways, like David HaMelech did. Ugvaherich Bezer Rabbeinu, Gvaherich Bezer, Rabbeinu Bal Halakut Maran, Rabbi Nachman in the second Torah. The Yehudi Tzorech Ladas, that a Jew has to know, that tefillah tzricha shetia bebchinas pi shnayim. That's what that Torah is about, pi shnayim. That a Jew has to know that davening has to be double. Pi shnayim. Katfila hi pishnaim. Rabbi Nachman explains what that means. Sheishba, but what does it mean? What's the double quality of tefila? What's the pishnaim? Sheishba shvocha shel makom. On the one hand, davening is filled with shevach v'hidoya, praising and thanking Hashem. V'sheilas tzorcha. On the other hand, Avishma Esra is like that, right? On the other hand, you're asking Hashem for what you need. In other words, what's missing in your life. V'hu b'chinas cherev pifiyais biyodam. Rabbi Nachman says, this is the side of what David Melech spoke about, the double-edged sword. Cherev pifiyais. Rabbi Nachman says, b'chinas shtei piyais. Pifiyais, which means the double-edged sword, the both sides are sharp of the sword, is cherev pifiyais biyodam, is shtei piyais, two mouths. Pifiyais, sides, means mouths. Shtei piyais, which is bechinas pi shnayim, which means pi shnayim. The way we say double in Lashon HaKodesh, kefil kiflai, but pi shnayim. It's an interesting thing, because pi means pe, is the mouth. Pi shnayim. The mouth is able to say both, which Rabbi Nachman says, davening is the greatest weapon we have. It's cherev pifiyos. That's what David Melech was talking about. Roimim mois kel bigroinam. Listen, right? We say in davening every day. Roimim mois kel bigroinam. The praises of Hashem are in the throat, in our throats. The cherev pifiyos biyodam. When we hold in our hands the double-edged sword. It's talking about davening. Which there, Rabbi Nachman speaks about the weapon of Mashiach Tzakenu that I mentioned last week, that Mashiach is going to conquer the world without any bullets or anything. It's with davening. The koyach of tefillah. His nose and choytim is davening and tefillah, what Rabbi Nachman talks about in the second Torah. Pishnai. The mouth of a Jew is a double-edged sword to fight against all of the dinim and all of the klipas, to cut through all of the misery, all of the darkness. Dahainu, mitzad echad, yargish benafsho kol achisreinus. On the one hand, a Jew feels inside of him when he comes to daven, kol hachisroinus. Oive. Hashem mo rabu tzari rabim komelai. Rabim oimim elu nashi yishuo salim lakim. So a person feels all of the chisroinus. His chisroinus, everybody's chisroinus, the world's chisroinus. V'sharach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yochel hashlimai. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefila la'oni. This is the davening of a poor person. Because Baruch Hashem, you're the only one that could take care of this. You're the only one that could fix this. So much broken, you're the only one that could fix this. That's one edge of the sword. U'mi'idach l'shabeach l'roimem l'malkeinu tomin. L'shabeach l'roimem l'malkeinu tomin. To constantly be praising and thanking and to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chit Yisa b'divrei Chazal, the Gemara in Brachos, Shetfila Shemoneh Esrei Nachlekes L'Shevach Bakosha V'Shevach. We begin Shemoneh Esrei by praising Hashem. Akel Agor L'Gibah V'Anera and so on. Mechal Kachayim V'Chesed. We begin by praising Hashem. And then the middle Brachos, we're asking for the things that are missing. Those Brachos that are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, they're talking about everything that could possibly be missing in our lives. If you learn the brachas and you understand what they mean, it's everything that's missing in life is included in those middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, right? And then, of course, we don't end with that. We end with Moedim Anachnu, V'chalachayim Yidu Chasela, and so on. We end again with Shevach and Haidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The B'tchila Tzarech L'Smoyach Em Hashem Esbaruch. Because remember, that's what we learned from Rabbi Nosson. B'tchila, at the beginning, you must first concentrate, focus on simcha, on all that you have to be grateful for. Remember, Rav Nosson explained, because otherwise you're dead. You don't feel like saying anything. You can't open your mouth because everything is terrible. So you first have to begin with shevach v'hidayah, simcha. That's the beginning. Simcha, everything's with simcha, and to feel like we learned from Rav Nosson, to be able to say batzai herchavtali, no matter what I'm going through, herchavtali, and to look at the nekudas tovus, look at the harchavus that Hashem Baruch has made for you, even in the tzar that you're in, and all the good things that you have, and to come to a place of simcha, mechal kechay mechesem, mechay meisim brachim rabim, mechay meisim b'vayn shalom, imamish, you know, there were so many times in my life that I felt like dying. Yimachayim meisim, rachmim rabim. Rachmim rabim, for a person like me, you have such rachmanis. Zoyke kfufim, roifech choylim, and so on and so forth. All of the things to be misamech ourselves. That we have a kel godly giver of a nari who looks after us, who loves us, who takes care of us. Mogen Avram, like the Chodeshim said, that no matter what I've done wrong in my life, Hashem guards and shields that point of Avram Avinu, that I'm a Yid. No matter, I can't ever, ever damage that essence of who I am. All of the things that that bring a person to the biggest simcha, to the biggest simcha. Ato Kodesh, v'shimcha Kodesh. Kodeshim, Kodeshim means us. B'chol yoy mehaluch ha'sala. Kedoshim. A person brings himself to a place of simcha. The betchila tzarach l'smarcha m'Hashem is b'orgu leidat Hashem nimso kol ha'eis li'yimino. To feel that Hashem is mamash with you every second. V'ha'kol hu'rak mitzias, the next page, 3. And everything is what? Everything is mitzias, elokusi, yisbarach, shmai. Everything is elokus. Everything is Hashem. Ve'ein shum chisaron ba'olam klal. Ein shum chisaron ba'olam klal. There's no chisaron at all. Everything is good. Everything is beautiful. Everything is the way it's supposed to be. V'acharkach, and after you're in that place, like we learned from Reb Nelson, after you're in that place, then likonis lepirut kol chesronoser, then you begin to itemize. Then you say, there are a couple of things I think I need to talk to you about. And you begin to itemize. Now that we're talking to each other, and now that I feel so close to you, I have to level with you about some things in my life. I'm a real mess. I'm a big mess. Mamish. My whole life is a mess. Lepirut kol chesronoser. V'lishol tzarchem im Hashem esbach. Refeinu Hashem enough doesn't only mean that I, God forbid, the person's not feeling well. It's like, I'm sick. It doesn't just mean, God forbid, physically ill. All of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, without going through them now, what they mean, each one. V'lishol tzarchav mi'im Hashem esbach. V'acharkach, but you don't end like that. V'acharkach loshuv l'shaberch l'halos Hashem esbach. To be mechazik yourself. Afterwards, l'hal l'shaberch l'Hashem esbach. To praise and to thank Hashem. L'mayse rov b'nei odem ikat filaseim him al derech ha'agoshes ha'chesroinus. Most people, their davening focuses on the chesroinus. We're talking about people who are serious about davening. We're not talking about stam. People who are serious about davening. Most of the davening is about chesroinus. Because that's the natural nati that most people have, and we're most aware of, and we're sensitive to feel something is wrong with one of your kids, or something. How could you think of anything else? Because this world is a world that's filled with pain and chesroinus. When you open your mouth, you come to daven. The main thing you talk about is the chesroinus. It's the natural thing that a person is like, the same thing feeling that you have when you come to a tzaddik. When you come to tzaddik, your heart, you see a true tzaddik, the heart just breaks, and you need so much help, and this is a problem, that's a problem. I mentioned many times that I just remember, even as a little boy, what it was like when the Satmarov walked into the Beis HaMedrash. I was urged to see this as a child a number of times. I mean, the old Rabbi Yerlish I'm talking about, the Satmarov walked into the Beis HaMedrash. I was so frightened as a child. I remember everybody was like, everything was regular, and everybody was like waiting for the Rebbe to come. And people are talking, they're waiting for the Rebbe to come to Beis HaMedrash. And everybody was like happy and talking, kids and fathers, and everybody's talking and happy. And then all of a sudden, shh, everything was all of a sudden quiet. And everybody jumped up. And then you could hear a pin drop. And the Satmarov walked in, and everybody starts howling and crying. Just starts crying. Everybody starts crying, breaking down and crying. I remember it so clearly, you know what it was. It was a pachet, mamash a pachet. My father's Ogazon Zayt Domin, that when his Rebbe would walk in, when the Rav of the city was a big tzaddik, the Ogazon Rebbe, when he walked in, my father said they would start to, you hear people sob. On a regular day, into the Bissam Medrash, when they were learning, he would walk in, people would start to sob. They would start to shake and start to cry. Now when somebody walks in, people think, is he going to talk for 15 minutes or for 20 minutes? Is he going to ask me for money? He's not going to ask me for money. Achas kama v'kama. When you feel that Hashem is Baruch in the room with you, and you really feel that, that feeling of Hashem is Baruch's presence. So it's natural for more people, it's more natural for people that when they feel Hashem's presence, to start to cry. That this is, I have so many problems. My problems, my parents, my kids, problems Klai Yisrael has, and start to cry. Ach shleimus hatelim, he sheyuchal gamkin lahoidus lahal loisis barach. The shleimus of telim is this yichud. So there are two levels of yichud that take place with telim. There's the combination of Torah and Tefillah that we were talking about more last week, Torah Tefillah combination. And in Tefillah, there's a yichud between these two ways of davening. The cheripifiyos, pishnayim, the two ways of davening. Shavach v'hidoya, simcha, excitement, happiness, joy, thankfulness, and feeling the chesroinus, and asking. V'kosha ma'od la'adam. L'chein im ein yehud yachal oim atilim itoich chiyus v'simcha shal shavach v'hidoya, and if a person can only say Tehillim in a way of bitterness and crying, it means that's a special thing, but it means that he's missing the Shleimus. That's not what David Malchus was, that's not the plan. The plan is Pishnayim, double. It's not a plan like that. One. The Shleimus at Tehillim, he ach v'rak ha'yidei shekoyle ha'gorshus ha'chisoyin yachad im ha'shevach v'del ha'shem ha'shevach. The Shleimus at Tehillim, which you see all through Tehillim, is to be miyachet, to join together these two ways, which is also chasan and kaila, because the inyan of the nekeva is that there's netiyah to crying and to dinim, and the inyan of the zacher is there's netiyah to simcha and to chesed, and to simcha. The woman has more of a netiyah to dinim and to crying, and a man has more of a netiyah to laughing and to simcha. And the combination is a yichud of these two ways of tefillah. And that's what Dovid HaMelech wanted. Zo, and that's what it says in Sichas Aran. We'll stop here. Zo, da ayidei besuras toivus yichayim loyma tehillim. Rabbi Nachman said that if we hear good news, it helps us to say tehillim properly. That's a good way to end. That would help us all to say tehillim in the way that Dovid HaMelech wanted and Hashem wants. That we should have things to feel happy about. That we should be able to come to tehillim. So Rabbi Nachman said that ayidei besuras toivus, when you hear besuras toivus. So you understand that maybe we'll, everybody will try to make an effort tonight after we leave here, and everybody goes back. I'm not talking about the sake of Pilchatil, of course that's always good, but maybe take tonight off from looking at depressing things on your iPhone, on your iPad. Take off the night from looking at distressing, terrible things. That includes Arut Sheva and Vosis Nayas and Yeshiva World and all these other things that are telling you who was shot and who was stabbed and this husband left this wife and this wife killed her husband and this one did that. Hashem Yerachem. What if we took off a few hours from the Grim Reaper, from the Malchus of Atzvus, and that machine that is filled with Besaris Rose? If you want to look at only Simchas, there's a thing only Simchas? No. Nope. If you need such a thing to make you happy, that's also Rachmanis. But Hashem's Baruch should help us to be happy with who we are and what we have in our lives, not to have to look at other people's things and other inyanim, and to be yantas from andere simchas, from yenim simcha, but from unsere simcha, from our simchas, to be filled with simcha for everything we have in life, and to say a good kapitel tilum. It's a good way that we should spend the rest of the night. So we continue. Give the pages, put them together.